We're going to read along as your questions are coming. 0847863132. 0847863132. Do you start?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Honorable Hujjaj, from now we call you Hujjaj, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala take us time and time again. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for giving us this opportunity where we could learn a lesson to go for Hajj. Not only a Hajj, but a quality Hajj, as I mentioned in the beginning. We thank Hazrat Maulana Shabir Saluji Hafidahullah. We thank our Hazrat Maulana Musa Akudi. We thank our Maulana Yusuf Patel. MashaAllah, all the ulama who are present, all the brothers, sisters. Before we start the Q&A, 4 or 5 quick announcements, inshaAllah. Number one, the greatest aspect of Hajj is Arafat, brothers, sisters. What are we going to do in Arafat? We are in Ihram. We normally arrive there in the morning. We tell the people that you must relax a bit. And then inshallah, the afternoon, when the time for wukuf starts, in Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, read as much Quran Sharif as possible. Make your khatam of Quran Sharif on the Maidan of Arafat. So mashallah, leave your last 10 surahs. Then you made your khatam, you raised your hand. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua, every Nabi, ma min nabiyin illa wa qad hajja, every Nabi of Almighty Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Arafat, and they read the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi, la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So we'll be reading Labbaik. We will try and complete our Quran Sharif in Arafat, and we will be, inshaAllah, making dua there. And remember, why did Allah Jalla Wala choose and select Arafat? Because the Ahad Alast. In Alam-e-Arwah, the realm of the spirit and the soul, Allah Ta'ala asked us a question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. So today the world is so worried about sustenance, provision, inflation, and so many issues. O Muslim, O Haji, in the plains of Arafat say, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, you are my nourisher, you are my provider, Ya Allah, I have come here to renew my pledge and covenant with you, O beloved Allah. So each one of us should do that, brothers, sisters. In Madinah Munawwara, inshallah, we beg Almighty Allah more and more. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me, our spouses, our children, our parents, our deceased. So all of them, inshallah, and wonderful advices Hazrat Muhammad Shabir Sahib Hafidhullah rendered. Today, my brothers, my heart bleeds when I speak of this. When I see the brothers and sisters, our wives tell us, they're taking out their cameras, their smartphones and their iPads, and more worried about taking photos and videos than offering salat and salam to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This does not behove us, brothers. We are duyufun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are duyufullah, duyufur Rahman. See what Allah says, my brothers, for both places. Regarding Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalifa, the Haram Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Just to make intention of a vice and a sin, remember Allah Ta'ala will punish us, Allah forbid, a terrible, painful punishment. Just intention, my brother. So what do we do? Today people, we're watching the movies and watching what and what right by the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Think, brothers, I beg you, sisters, please, we must show respect to the Baytullah. Second one, Madinah Munawwara, La tarfau aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, wa la tajharu lahu bilqawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din, an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tashurun. If we show bi'adbi, disrespect, Allah forbid, remember that Almighty Allah will let all our actions go in vain, and we won't even perceive it, we won't even know it. So please, brothers, ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No person became successful except with respect. وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. No person became a failure and fell from grace except because of bi'adbi. We are in the Haramain Sharifain. Utmost reverence, respect. Okay, my brothers, we're starting now, inshallah, with the Q&A. The azan for Asr is 4:10 and Jamaat is 4:30. So those brothers who are going for Hajj, inshallah, this year, and all the brothers can just go one by one. My brother Yusuf Ali is here on the right-hand side, inshallah. And the brothers are there. Just take your parcel, the man, and all of you can take one, inshallah. That is a gift, inshallah, from the capital group. Our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, Muhammad Hussein, Ahmed, their parents, their children, and mashallah, we thank all of them. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. So all of you can just take one, inshallah. And for you sisters, our mother's sisters are there, the responsible ones. They'll give each one of you a gift. Remember, it's two separate gifts. So inshallah, that there's no repetition and complication. So husband, you got your gift. Wife, you got your gift. So when you go home, don't fight. Maulana was speaking about the joke. You'll like to hear a joke. So Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib, Maulana Musa Akuti Sahib, normally I tell the Hajis one joke there. Many, many years ago, you know, our South Africans majority don't know Arabic, and the police doesn't know English. So this person, we tell them also, when you leave the camp and the tent, be very careful where you're going, because you might get lost. Lo and behold, he went to relieve himself, and he came back, now he's lost. But he remembered next to our camp was Al-Baik restaurant. So he went to the police. Now he's speaking English, police speak Arabic. So he told the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So the police told him, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So brothers, a lot of funny things also happened there. Okay, inshallah, we got about half an hour or so for your Q&A. So inshallah, Mawlana Arafat will ask the question. Don't speak, take any person's name, any organization's name. We are here to educate ourselves, and inshallah, we try. And as I told you in the beginning, we all should make an intention for the 6-day Hajj, inshallah. We revive the sunnah of the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, and inshallah, we stay the 13th of Zilhijjah. Give everybody, inshallah, Yusuf Ali. Give everybody. By Yusuf. Give everybody one, it's fine. So inshallah, they all will take one, and you make dua for us also, inshallah. Okay, brothers, sisters, we started the Q&A. 084-786-3132 is the WhatsApp number. You can send a WhatsApp. Mona Arafat will ask the question, and inshallah, we will try and answer the queries as well.
Ustaz, the question first says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab, what is the correct intention to make for Hajj, and when should it be made?
Remember the intention you make from now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, man arad al hajj fal yata'ajjal. So you made intention of Hajj, so make haste. But practically, when you are in Medina Munawwara, inshallah, now you're going to leave. So you take your bath, everything there. You can use soap, shampoo, all that. You're still not in ihram. You wear your two towels. You come to the miqat, to the boundary there. Bir Ali, Abar Ali in the olden days, Zul Hulaifa. There you read your 2 rakat salat. Thereafter you make your intention. You make intention for umrah only, because you're performing tamattu hajj. And thereafter, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. And now you are in the state of consecration, in the state of ihram. Fala rafatha. No husband-wife talk. Wala fusuqa. Brothers, one side we're begging Allah, Ya Allah, protect me from the fire of hell. Other side we got our cigarette. How's that, brothers? Please, I beg you, take that cigarette and throw them away. Say, I'm your guest, Ya Allah. I'm staying away from all these things. Wala jidala fil hajj. No argument and disputing with the taxi driver and this one and that one. Everything will take place on its time, my brothers. So little bit sabr we make, Allah Ta'ala opens many doors. And then labbaik Allahumma labbaik till we come to Makkah, inshallah, and then the umrah, inshallah.
Just one announcement. There's a sweet pack, inshallah, for all the Hujaj, and that's sponsored by Haji Yusuf Arbi from Carolina. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Haji Yusuf Arbi. Tremendous, inshallah. Ustaz, let us go to our next question. With regard to Hajj sandals, how much of the metatarsal is allowed to be covered? All the Hajj sandals I've seen covers part of the metatarsal, Ustaz.
Remember, according to the Hanafis, we're speaking for the men. So the sandals you will wear, then the ankles will be exposed, and the metatarsal, the bone and the middle. So if you look at your foot, you will see there's a bone in the middle, so that must be exposed. This is according to Hanafis. Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, just the ankle must be exposed, and that will suffice. For you ladies, remember, I always mention this every year with Allah's help, and on the radios also, we have Markaz Sahaba online, we have Sirius FM. You sisters, when you going for Hajj, remember you should wear stockings or wear socks and so forth. Especially when you're going for tawaf and you know the men will touch you, you will touch the men. So make an intention from now that you get used to it. Especially the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, for them is wajib and compulsory for the ladies to wear the stockings or the socks. The Hanafis is better but not compulsory. But remember, for logistical reasons, when you're going on this journey, then try and ensure, mothers and sisters, that you do so. So you ladies will wear normal socks, normal stockings, normal shoes and what have you. But for the men, remember the sandals, and Hanafi say ankle and metatarsal, and majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say just the ankle should be exposed.
Ustad, we go to Blackburn in England. They say, the sister says, how does a lady in menses don the ihram? From Blackburn, Ustad.
MashaAllah, Blackburn is there. We've been there several times. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you in Blackburn. So, when Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was about to enter Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Jalla wa'ala let all these type of things happen. She made intention for Umrah, but now the Napaki, the Hayz, the menses started. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, okay, now you can't perform your Umrah, if Ali kama yafalul hajj. So you will do all the actions. So now let's say you are in Madinah Munawwara. And that is, you're going to fasten your ihram. For ladies, your normal clothes. So obviously, you are in that state, in that condition, you can't enter the masjid. So outside the masjid, or in the taxi, or in the bus, you just make your intention. Ya Allah, I'm making intention for Umrah. Or the Hajj time, Ya Allah, I'm making intention for Hajj. Make it easy and accept it. And thereafter, you proceed, you come to Makkah Mukarramah. Those 3 days, 4 days, 5, 6, 7 days, you will stay in your ihram. You can change your clothes, everything. Outside, underwear, all that you can change, but no soap, no shampoo. When you are 100% sure that you are now clean, sister, then you take your ghusl. You don't have to go to Tan'im or anything from your hotel. It's better that your husband or your son or father, your whoever mahram is there, he goes with you, and then you go and perform your umrah. He doesn't have to be in ihram just to give you a company. If he wants to be in ihram, then he should go to Tan'im, make 2 rakat salat there, and then come. So all these options are available. So that is what will happen in that case. Is there. So you sisters, remember, there's another masla also, especially regarding tawafu ziyara, because people want to come home quickly and, you know, very, take the early flights, the first, second, third flight. So you must be careful about tawafu ziyara. So if you feel, sister, that you know that your menses will occur during those days, then according to the jurists and scholars, they say you can take medication just to postpone and delay your napaki. So that also would be permissible and acceptable.
Ustad, to please elaborate on the significance of Mina, Muzdalifa and Arafat.
Mina is called Mina because of the dripping of the blood. Remember 3 things in Mina. We always heard when we were very young that there are 3 shaitan there. But the ummah today is rebelling so much against Allah, so there are 12 shaitans there now. You know, there's 12 shaitans. So you must remember there's 4 floors where we pelt, and every floor got 3 shaitans. So how many? 12 shaitans already. So depending, if you come from Mina, there are 2 paths you can come. You're coming from Makkah, Aziziyah, 2 roads you can come. So therefore, they increased it because the crowd is so big, 2 million, 3 million people. So this are symbolic shaitan, obviously. Secondly, there's Masjid-e-Khayf there. Normally, you brothers who stay with us the 13th day. So I always tell them, come, Fajr Salat, Mona Akudi also comes with us sometimes, mashallah. Then we go and read at least one Salat in Masjidul Khayf, because the Master Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his Salat there. During the 8th and other days is very packed and congested, but 13th you go, mashallah. Three quarter of the masjid is empty and so forth, very easily, and the police also give you permission, you don't have to take long cut and so forth. So that's another benefit as well. Then remember in Mina that we have our camps. Remember our camps are all fireproof, and you should try and show utmost respect. You're in that place there where Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam went, Nabi Ismail Zabihullah alayhi salatu salam went, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Arafat, I told you how important it is. There's a masjid there called Masjid Namira. When we go for ziyarat, we take the people there. The masjid is closed, but outside on the courtyard, we tell them, read two rakat salat. So at least they must know this is the area where the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the Zuhur and Asr salat. So in that way there, we come to realize, remember, these are the most important aspects of Hajj. Muzdalifa, mashallah, Quran speaks of it. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ أَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So you will find Muzdalifa, we have thousands of dollars, we're so rich. But you see, Maulana Musa Akudi, my colleague, mashallah, mentioned, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I'm ready, I'm prepared, Ya Allah, whatever you say. You say walk, I walk. You say run, I run. You say sleep, I'll sleep on the land and sand, Ya Allah, for your love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who possess true iman, they're intensely in love of Allah. So we make manifest our love for Almighty Allah. Therefore we say, Hajj, Umrah, Madinah Munawwara, everything is a journey of love. So the ibadat is done lovingly, willingly, sincerely. So that is what Allahumma inna nasaluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik. Allah, we ask of you for your love, for the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what will happen inshaAllah. Don't look for loopholes, brothers. People then, you know, I normally tell Muhammad Musa Akudi, normally together, I say, Maulana, these people, they're asking, if I don't do this, how much dam? If I don't do this, how much dam? I say, brother, by the time you finish, your Hajj will become Damadam Kalandar Char Number Hajj. We don't want Damadam Kalandar Char Number. We want proper quality Hajj. Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions of Hajj. So that is what our aim should be. Allah give tawfiq.
Jazakumullah khairan, Ustaz. Ustaz, let us go to overseas, Barbados. If a lady in Iddat, can she perform Hajj, Ustaz?
Remember, there are two extra conditions for a lady. Number one is she must go with a husband or a mahram. Obviously, that is not for a male. And second, she must be out of iddat. Her husband passed away, now she's in iddat. Or Allah forbid, her husband divorced her. Then she cannot proceed for Hajj. Remember, she must postpone it for the next year. So you sisters, mothers in iddat, remember you can't go for Hajj. That till your iddat expires. Maybe you can still make it, instead of a 6-week package, your iddat is finishing after 1-2 weeks after that, so you take a 4-week package or a 3-week package, it's fine, just delay the date. But in iddat itself, you can't be performing your Hajj. You must have mahram also, or your husband, and you must be free and out of iddat.
Ustaz, if a lady uses a tampon to prevent discharge, does a fresh wudu have to be made for every farad salah or a new tawaf?
Sisters, it all depends what is your state, your condition. If you are a mustahada, you are a lady who's experiencing the istihada, meaning that it is not time for your napaki. You know, your one napaki finished, your haith, and before the next napaki, minimum there must be 15 clean days. Now you're still bleeding and so forth. So you are a lady called mustahada in istihada. The masla verdict is this. For every far salat, you have to perform a fresh wudu. So remember that. Now even if you use a tampon, that doesn't mean that you're not going to make the wudu, because you're still in that state of ma'zura. So therefore, just do that, and for your own practical reasons, because your underwear and all that don't get messed and so forth, so use the tampon, that's fine. But if you are still classified as a mustahada ma'zura for every salat, then you must still perform the fresh wudu and then perform your first salat.
Ustaz, let us go to Van der Bijl Park. What is meant by dam?
Dam means blood. So when we use dam, remember it means that the person violated one of the laws of the Sharia or the ihram and so forth. Easy example I give you. People look for shortcut nowadays. They fasten their ihram in Jeddah. So all the ulama of Saudi Arabia are unanimous on this issue, Sheikh bin Baz and Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Sheikh and all of them, that you can't fasten ihram in Jeddah, sawa'an bil barri or bil bahri or bil jaw, whether you came by plane, you came by ship, you came by car, by road, so you can't fasten ihram, so you'll have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah or Mina any time of the year, you call it dam. So it means it compensates for the deficiency, the mistake we made and so forth. See, today is simple. You're going with Saudi Airlines. The pilot or the steward, one of them will announce, we're passing the ihram zone. You go with Emirates, they will tell you we're going to pass the ihram zone. You go with Egypt Air, they're going to tell you. So the pilot himself is telling you you're passing the miqat, so why must we debate this issue? And don't look for loophole, brother. So remember that this is this example I'm giving. So if a person does it, remember, then you will have to slaughter a goat or a sheep any time of the year, but must be done in Makkah or Mina. So that is what we call dam. Means that you have to slaughter a goat or sheep and you give it away to the poor people. So that is a penalty because we violated the laws of the ihram or something of the Sharia.
Ustaz, can we make wudu with a spray bottle because the water has to drip? But can this be done in the haram or on Arafah?
I see in these packages we gave, because yesterday my brother Junaid Khan, Allah Ta'ala reward him, and myself, we were putting all these things in the packs. So I actually chuckled and smiled. I see the capital group, they give the spray bottle. And on the spray bottle they wrote there, the four farz according to the Hanafi school. Understood? So whether you're Hanafi, Shafi, you must use the bottle. It's not only for Hanafis now, so you can use it. This business of using the spray bottle for wudu, to be honest, I discourage it. Because the hotel, you make wudu there. Your wudu breaks, mashallah. There's zamzam, enough zamzam there. Zamzam means ma'a kathir, abundant water. So go there. Now people just make shortcut wudu. And if you look at them, sometimes the elbows are left dry, sometimes the face is not done, washed properly. So I don't really encourage that. If you are very, very meticulous and careful and you make wudu with it, for example in Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, I can understand. The crowd is so big you can wait 1-2 hours in the queue. So if you are using it, it's permissible, provided that you make sure all your lumps are washed properly. But to leave, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Sahib, Muhammad Saqudi Sahib were telling us the importance of how that we should be practicing on the sunnah and everything else. Now just to leave out the sunnah of wudu and then say, no, I don't want to. But we are in Makkah, the queues are not so long, you can just get water anywhere. So there you perform the proper wudu. But if you're in Muzdalifah, the queues are very long and so forth. So then it's fine, you can use the spray bottle for your wudu. But to make it a habit, every day we're using it, no, that we discourage.
Ustaz, let us go to, it says here, Zakpak. Whilst performing tawaf, can I talk on my cell phone, Ustaz?
Hazrat Muhammad Shabir Sahib just spoke about it just now, my brother. I think that Zakpak gave a message to Zakpak. Anyway, see, brothers, sisters, good this question came. Before I respond, each one of us, don't go make so much tawaf of Dawood Mota. You know, we change his name a bit. You know Dawood Mota? Bin Dawood. Any South African you meet, I'll meet you where? At Dawood Mota. You understand? Must visit Dawood Mota. Go with that amount of time we go to Dawood Mota, more than that go to the Baytullah. Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummu. That Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Tirmidhi, who performs tawaf of the Baytullah 50 times. Sister 5-0. Then you come out from your sins and vices so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Hazrat Mohammad Shabir Sahib, Hazrat Mohammad Musa Akudi Sahib, humne khud suna Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah se 74 mein, Hazrat ke, wo khadim ke taur par hum the. To Hazrat ne farmaya, jawani aur shabab ka zamana tha, to yawmiya, har roz hum 32, 33, 34 martaba tawaf karte the. Subhanallah. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah and them used to say, in our jawani, in our youth, when we used to come, per day we used to make 32, 33, 34 times tawaf. I tell our youngsters, if me and you have to make 32, 33, 34 times tawaf, our janazah will be ready after this. So in your journey, at least make 50 tawafs, each one of us. Inshallah, Allah give tawaf. See, my brother, you are right by the Baytullah. First thing when you enter Masjidul Haram, put the phone on silent or leave it in your hotel or switch it off completely. Now see the harm. Number one, the phone rings. 90% we got musical ringtones. That is haram. Second one, remember, la darara wa la dirar. We're causing harm to ourselves, we're causing harm to others. Two. Third one, we are desecrating the sanctity of Masjidul Haram. I just told you now, just an intention of a sin, Allah Ta'ala warns us of a terrible punishment. Listen to this hadith, my brothers. It's Sahih hadith. In Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna aynay. Who spits in the direction of the Baytullah, because we are showing disrespect to the Baytullah, Allah will put that saliva on the forehead of that person tomorrow on the day of justice. Oh Muslim, oh Muhrim, oh Haji, you're supposed to be showing respect and reverence. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. So you're supposed to be showing respect. So how can we? So yes, technically your tawaf is done. But I love the word Mawlana Musa Sahib used and Hazrat Mawlana Shabir Sahib used. The essence of Hajj is lost. The noor is lost. Remember, we should not be doing, you see the people just chatting and laughing and joking. Definitely unacceptable.
Ustaz, let us go to a brother in Amman Zintoti. He says, Mufti Sahib, I'm bald. How do I release myself from ihram?
Don't worry, my brother. There were many sahaba who were bald. And after Umrah Hajj, we all become bald. So you go to the barber and tell the barber must take the machine and one time he must just put it across your head and then or take the razor and put it there. So inshallah, in that way you will come out of ihram and then you will look very nice. Remember that. So you must do that to release yourself from ihram. You sisters, one confusion reigns amongst the ladies. Now you finish your umrah, your tawaf, your two rakat, safa marwa. What you waiting? I'm waiting for my husband to cut my hair. Remember when sahaba radiallahu anhu went, so all of them in ihram, so how the first person came out of ihram? So you sister, in umrah or hajj, umrah, you did everything, nothing left, just to cut your hair, you go to your room, take the scissor, turn your hair, take your hair together at the back, turn it around your little finger, and you cut it yourself. So remember, you come out of ihram. In Hajj, you went to Mina, you went to Arafat, you went to Muzdalifah, we come back to Mina, you pelt the Jamara Aqaba, the big shaitan. Remember big shaitan, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, no dua. By big shaitan, no dua. You pelt and you move. So remember that after that, the slaughtering, all that is done, nothing else is left now, only to cut the hair, shave the hair, the men we should shave, the woman cut the hair, same thing again. You don't have to wait now for your husband to come or brother to come. You just take your hair where no man can see you and then you cut your hair and you're out of ihram. You the man, I wouldn't advise you now just to give yourself a shave and that, you know, maybe you injure yourself. So go to the barber. For you the man, rahimallahu al-muhalliqeen, al-muhalliqeen. الصادقين المعلقين. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is on the man who shaved the hair. So make intention from now. I will perform quality umrah, quality hajj. I will shave my hair. And once only Nabi alayhi salam made dua for the man who trimmed the hair, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Your wife will like you more, inshallah. She never saw you bald, right? So inshallah, you make the intention.
Ustad, we go to Glencoe. Nani in Glencoe asking, can a lady in her menses kiss the Hajar-e-Aswad?
Nani, when you are in ihram, then the male and female, none of you should go and kiss Hajar-e-Aswad, because nowadays the authorities also there, they put itar and perfume, and the hajis also when they get chance they put, and we must stay away from itar and perfume while in ihram. And if you are in menses, then Nani, you can't enter the masjid. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu anha, now leave your umrah, you go for hajj, and therefore after hajj, Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu anha performed the umrah. So no one can enter Masjid Nabawi or Masjidul Haram, the Haram Sharif in Makkah, in the state of menses, definitely not permissible.
Ustad, we go to Sydney, overseas. The sister asking from Australia, it says here, Mufti Sahib, can a female leave her face open during ihram if she's in parda?
Remember in Bukhari Sharif, sister Jazakallah Khair from Sydney, Australia, Barakallahu Feek. Remember for you ladies, there are two laws and both are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salatu salam speaking to the ladies and their ihram. وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازَيْنِ. You the lady, you should not wear gloves. So no gloves in ihram. Okay ladies? Second one, وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَ. The lady should not wear niqab. Now you ladies need to understand this masla properly. It does not mean that you're going to walk around with your face exposed and that. It doesn't mean that. You open Abu Dawood, Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha, radiallahu anha, used to say, when the rukban, the strange men used to pass, we used to drop the face cover and so forth, so nobody could see us. Go open, some people say, no, this is for the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. That's incorrect. Asma bint Yazid's hadith is mentioned in Muwatta Imam Malik. Remember, she says, Nukhammiru wujuhana. We used to cover our faces, remember, in ihram. So it's for all the women sisters. You can't be exposing your beauty. Now the masla, the fatwa. According to the Hanafi school, remember that the ladies, you wear a cap and then your niqab, so it doesn't touch your face or your cheeks and so forth. And according to the Shafis also is like that. But remember, some ladies find it extremely difficult. We know of incidents, ladies fell down, they got hurt and so forth. So if you wear a normal niqab, then remember you'll have to give out sadaqah, and that is 25-30 riyals or so, plus minus. So you give that out after your umrah, so that is compulsory. Meaning, you sister, Sydney or South Africa, wherever, you cannot leave your face open for everybody to see whilst you're in a state of ihram. That definitely is not the meaning of the hadith. The meaning of the hadith is you should not wear a normal niqab as you do in times when you're out of ihram. So that is the meaning of it.
Ustad, how should one deal with drops of urine after passing urine whilst in ihram? Can one tie a cloth, Ustad?
Brother, if you have the problem, we call it plumbing problem. You know, sometimes Allah protect us. Remember, people ask us when we go there by the jamarat, small jamarat, big middle one, we have to make dua. I say, what dua? So I say, make dua, Allah protect us from walahan. The hadith in Tirmidhi. Walahan comes and he make all the waswasa. Maybe one drop came out, maybe your wuzu is broken, maybe not broken. Salat, hadith in Sahih Muslim, Khinzab, he come, he blows our fuses, confuses us, we don't know which rakat we are in, we don't know which surah we read. So all the shayateen, we ask Almighty Allah, shayateen al-insi wal-jinn, Ya Allah protect me from all of them. So anyway, you brother who got the problem regarding urine droplets and so forth, you can't go to the Haram Sharif and just put, you know, tissue or something. You'll be desecrating the mataf, the Masjidul Haram. So if it is like that, the best thing is you wear your underwear. We don't wear underwear in ihram, but in a case like this, it's better you just wear the brief or the underwear under your ihram, obviously. And then when your umrah, hajj, everything finished, then you slaughter a goat or a sheep, and you just speak to your agent, they'll tell you 400 riyals or whatever it is, and you will slaughter it there. So the dam will be compulsory, because you violated the laws of ihram. So that is the safest option, not you go here and drops are falling and so forth. So that will cause a lot of problems for you and for the other hajis. Our listeners of Sirius FM are going to leave us now, maybe in 1 minute time. We thank all of you, Jazakumullahu khaira, and we thank our brother Faisal Asmal and his team there, Barakallahu feekum, Jazakallahu khair. With Sirius FM, inshallah, we'll carry on for another 5-6 minutes, and then we'll make dua, and 4:10 is the adhan, inshallah, for asr. Sisters, I hope all of you have received your parcels, and brothers, all of you are here, I hope you receive your parcels, and if you haven't received, then you contact Mawlana Arafat or myself, inshallah, after the adhan.
Ustad, let us go to a very good friend, Brother Abdullah from Soweto. He's asking that how serious is it to commit a sin in Makkatul Mukarramah?
Brother, it's very, very serious. You see, in Makkah Mukarramah, Brother Abdullah, you get 100,000 reward for Salat. You give 1 riyal, 100,000. You fast, 100,000. So even the sins are not ordinary. I told you the Quran says, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِالْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah mentions this in Surah Hajj itself. Why? If you make intention of oppression, transgression, deviation, Allah says, we will let you taste a terrible punishment. One incident quickly, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, used to come for Umrah, come for Hajj, then go away. He used to go stay in Taif. Why? He said, I can commit sins there, not now, giving license. It's better I commit sins there than committing here, because it is so serious. He passed away in Taif, and his masjid there also is Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas, and he's buried there. We've been there several times. So in that way, brothers, remember, we must stay away from all vices and sin in the Haramain Sharifain. Allah give tawfiq, and every day read 2 rakat salat. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah mahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matahir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahud al-Ghasibin, and protect Masjid al-Aqsa also.
Ustaz, let us go to Abu Dhabi. They want to know that, can females perform Salatul Janazah behind the Imam in the Haram Sharif? From yes. Abu Dhabi, Ustaz.
MashaAllah, Mabruk, you are there from Abu Dhabi, and the lady want to know, can you read Salatul Janazah? You're going to read Salatul Janazah behind the Imam. So how you read first Salat behind the Imam? You read Salatul Janazah behind the Imam is totally permissible in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. That's a separate issue. That Salatul Janazah is not compulsory upon you. The men are there. But if you read it, it is permissible. There will be no problem with that.